It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. This week's book is featured in the Great American Read series on PBS. Gabby Barone reviews The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood.
I'm not sure I can really explain how much The Handmaid's Tale means to me. To clarify, I mean the book. Always the book. I certainly wasn't able to explain its significance a few years ago when I met Margaret Atwood during her visit to Penn State. All I was able to get out was, "Thank you, this is my favorite book," and I knew that was inadequate. The Handmaid's Tale follows a woman living in Gilead, America's new patriarchal regime. It's set in the near future, when most women are mysteriously sterile. Women who have proven fertile are forced to be the surrogates, or handmaids, for the government's leaders. Offred is given a new name after the man of the house, and is no longer allowed to read or write. Her survival in Gilead, where everyone could be a traitor, depends entirely on her ability to procreate. I first read Offred's story when I was 14, and, as most people are in high school, absolutely, profoundly miserable. Admittedly, having to survive 3 more years of cafeteria food, math classes, and extreme awkwardness aren't on the same level as dictatorship, oppression, and total lack of reproductive freedom. But still, being a teenager is horrific, uncomfortable, and at times agonizingly embarrassing and painful. I had braces, acne, no self-confidence, and an inability to speak up in class. Do I really need to describe it, or do you wincingly recognize what I'm talking about? I address you, the one who's listening to this, because when The Handmaid's Tale broke the fourth wall to speak to you, it felt like Offred wanted to hear my own thoughts as badly as she wanted to share hers. Reading The Handmaid's Tale for the first time felt like a relief, like the first gasp of breath after a long time swimming underwater. The book's ending, with an ambiguity that at first frustrated me, offered hope for a character I'd become connected to. The Handmaid's Tale, brutal and beautiful, was salvation until I could get to college. If there is a patron literary saint of teenage girls who want assurance they can survive high school, Offred wins, hands down. Today, Atwood's story has swept through television screens across the country. The story is lauded for its parallels to issues in our current society, so much so that Atwood herself has addressed it. The book, like Offred's story, has survived long past the time when it could have gone extinct. I helped, very slightly, with this when I organized a collaboration between Hulu and Penn State's chapter of our collegiate blogging site, Her Campus, to screen The Handmaid's Tale television pilot on campus in 2017. The Handmaid's Tale is not just a tale for women. We don't live in Gilead, and the ability to recognize strong writing isn't gender-restricted, but its themes resonate most for women. Offred isn't a character you want to become. Her life isn't magical or enviable. She wants freedom, flowers, love, oranges, the power to express herself. And that's what she helped give to me and countless others.
That book is The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood. Reviewer Gabby Barone is a junior at Penn State majoring in print and digital journalism. She has 3 copies of The Handmaid's Tale. You can vote for your favorite of the Great American Read books at pbs.org/Great American Read. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.